Pause recording.
Good afternoon, Audio Boo. This is Dave728NC with the lovely and talented Carolina Wolfie.
Today's Yahtzee champion. However, the other day I got beat by like 90 points or something like that.
Oh, did I win the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, you beat me by like 70 points, so that was a pretty good game.
I liked when you got six on Four of a Kind.
Shut up. Taking your iPad away from you.
Hey, you may not have my iPad.
Oops. You can have your iPad back.
Thank you.
This is the excitement of our Saturday.
We are bored, bored, bored. We have no book to read.
Well, we just napped through Witch World, first three Witch World books. You know, they talk funny on Witch World.
Well,
I mean, their phraseology is very odd and kind of stilted, I think.
It's just different. I like it.
All right.
I want to go to Estcarp. I think it's cool.
All right. And the reason we're bored is because we're waiting for the coverage on NBC to start for the horsies.
Mm-hmm.
So, now we've talked about this before.
Yeah, we did last year about my horse racing. The
curse.
The death that is me.
The curse of Carolina Wolfie.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So, she's not allowed to root for a horse at all. She can't pick a horse. She can't root for it out loud. You can keep it to yourself.
Right.
But at some point in time, that's going to come back to haunt you as well.
Yeah.
But so she's rooted for horses in the past, and they've ended up dead.
It's awful.
It is terrible. That's why I'll never take you to a racetrack.
Yeah, I know.
The National Racetrack Association has banned you from all of their places. You're not allowed to bet
not
on any horses.
No. Don't let her in.
That blonde blind girl is coming. We're
close the gates.
Close
quick.
The gates quick.
Hide all the horses.
So yeah, don't do that. So we'll quietly watch the pageantry and stuff that is the Kentucky Derby. I, however, get to pick a horse.
You do. Because you don't kill them.
That's right. There's no curse of the apple guy.
There is a Chloe, however.
Yes.
And this is the first time she's been here for a Kentucky
Derby.
For
the Derby, that's right. So she's going to be the Derby dog, I guess. It's now official. I'll be traveling to Iowa on May 31st, 4 weeks from today, right?
So watch out, Iowa people.
I don't know that I'm going to make it to the Iowa Apple Store in Des Moines. It depends on if Minnie wants to go or not. So, we'll see. And flop.
You know what I have to deal with most every day?
What?
When I come in the living room.
Oh, okay. So, in the mornings, I get up earlier than Wolfie, right?
Yes.
And so I take the dog out, and then I feed her breakfast. And then we come downstairs in the living room, and I usually close the living room door so Nance can take the dog out, her dog out, and so she's not, you know, fighting with two dogs at the door who would just like to go out because it's outside.
And they're perky and happy in the morning.
And so we just come down here and we're quietly doing our post-morning constitutional thing.
And so, you know, one of the things that it has always been true about me is that I like my little...
notification. Solara, all of your shops have code for you to collect.
Now it's my turn to do it. Now you're supposed to say...
Oh, sure.
Or how nice.
How nice. That's right. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, but I've always been a nesting person. Like, I like my little cocoon. And
she never sits in a chair normally, or rarely ever. She is always sideways or has her feet under her.
Right,
or, You're relatively normal. Well, except your knees are over here and your butt is over here. Because your
thing is over there.
All right. Anyway.
iPad. That's what that's called. So, but usually I'll have my blankie. And so, would you stop? God. And so if I remember, I make sure it's up here on the chair.
That doesn't happen very often.
But if I'm tired or if I just, you know, go, well, I'm just going to bed. Or
and this blanket is one of the ones that your sister gave us.
Yeah. It's a nice soft blanket.
It's a Sherpa blanket.
Yes.
Made with real Sherpas.
Exactly.
Anyway.
And I come in the living room
almost every morning
where my blanket's going to be because Chloe is also a nester. She also enjoys my blanket and she'll pull it like I don't think she grabs it, but she'll get it and try to make it a comfortable little spot to lay in, and that pulls it down on the floor. I think she
just rubs it off the chair. I don't think she grabs it with her mouth at all.
No,
I don't either.
No.
But it's usually on the floor.
Somewhere in the middle of the room or whatever. I have to get it.
The other day she went, and she was trying to get it out of your chair, and I just sat over in my chair and giggled.
So, yeah. But, you know, Simba did that, too. Simba was a blanket nester dog, too. She liked to curl up.
And Chloe will come over and lay next to you as long as she's touching your blanket. She likes your blanket.
Yeah, she does. And she has, just recently that I've noticed, if I have the feet on my chair up, she'll come and lay under it like Jaden likes to do, which is okay. I don't mind that they do that, but it makes me a little nervous sometimes because if you don't know that they're there, what if you come down and hurt the doggy?
That's and I don't put my feet up very often in my chair, so that's why they don't do it to me.
They're silly creatures.
They are. So we're looking forward to
I mean, we could go on for another hour.
I know. Because we have an hour. That would entertain us, at least.
It would, but nobody would listen to it.
And the sound of being unfollowed on Audioboo and
yep, and Twitter.
And Twitter. And just an update, I have played with some of the settings in, what the heck is that called?
Theta Poker.
And I have to thank you because you told me about that and I really like it. You should play it. It's entertaining.
I will.
And it's very enjoyable to play. And I actually went on the App Store. And if you've downloaded Theta Poker and you're playing it and you like it, please go on the App Store and give it an appropriate amount of stars. Because I did. I went and I think I'm the only review up there. And it's a really well done app. And email the developer. He's a very nice guy and it's very responsive. And the Audioboo that I did reviewing his game, he put up on his webpage, and I'm like, wow, that's cool. So,
you must also email Blue Ox Technologies and tell them to label the buttons on red herring so we can play it effectively. And they're normally pretty good about, making accessibility changes. So hopefully in their next update.
Those are the people who do Seven Little Words.
And Moxie, right? Yeah.
And Moxie, right.
So
that's our software update.
Yeah, everybody who likes games. Good Lord.
That was my tummy. We're going to go back and see if we can hear that.
I'm betting we can.
And the iPad is not right up next to my tummy like sometimes when you're rumbling.
Yeah.
I am taking your iPad.
Why?
Because it's got a neat little case on it.
It does.
I may switch to that case.
It's a nice case. I like it.
Anyway, she has the leather Apple smart cover or smart case on it, hers. And I have the smart cover and the Tech 21 kind of mushy back part. And I'm not really impressed with the Tech 21 one. Of course, it only cost me $17. It was on sale. But anyway, that's what I know. Once again, we are rambling.
Imagine that, you guys.
Right, because we are always focused and on target.
We have a topic and we stick to it.
I know I do.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. What else isn't? John Eric saw the Spider-Man movie last night and he said he liked it. What else is new?
I don't know. Not a whole lot.
No, not really.
So, I guess we'll get out of here then. But we just thought we would put up an audio boo, and we should play the recording of My Old Kentucky Home from the Acoustic Kitties.
Well, we could, I suppose.
I think that would be some sort of copyright violation.
Yeah, probably. We'd probably get in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah. But if you want, you can go on to YouTube and look up Acoustic Cats and My Old Kentucky Home, and I bet they have a recording of it.
But it's Acoustics, I believe.
Might be.
Because they're from Kentucky.
Kentucky, right. And they can't spell?
No, they were trying to be clever.
Oh, I see. All right. Is that the song that has the champagne? What's that song?
Champagne taste on a beer budget. That's a good song.
Yeah. Is that them or is that Home
Fruit? Yeah, that's the Home Free, I think. Very yeah, because song. Because what's his face with the great bass voice is in it, so Tim. That must be Home Free.
Tim, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's all we got. A potpourri of
silliness
for our Saturday afternoon boo. So you guys have a great afternoon. And hello to all of our new followers. And we will talk to you guys later.
Yes.
Say goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, Gracie.
All right. Who's Gracie, anyway?
I don't know. All right. Some dead lady.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What?
I'm so polite.
You are polite. You are just, wow. You are the epitome of politeness.
All right, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.